Hi, Paul Sackett's Good News Broadcast. We're going to talk about an often invisible but debilitating symptom of multiple sclerosis. Hi, Azure. How are you?
Hi. Very good. How are you? Thanks for having us.
Hey, well, this is very important, and Maya Angelou of the millennial generation, living well with MS, Black American, that's a biggie, and congratulations for being considered in that way. We also have a world-renowned certified neurologist, MS specialist, Dr. Mitzi Joy Williams. Hi, Dr. Williams, how are you?
I'm doing excellent. How about you?
Okay, all good here. And so MS, all right, multiple sclerosis. Why don't you, if you don't mind, Dr. Williams, start us off. What is multiple sclerosis?
Absolutely. So multiple sclerosis is what we call an autoimmune disease, meaning the immune system, the part of the body that normally attacks viruses and bacteria, gets confused and attacks a good part of the body. The nerves are attacked with MS, and that's what leads to the symptoms that we see, some of which are physical, such as difficulty walking, numbness and tingling, or loss of vision, and some of which, as you mentioned, are invisible, things like fatigue or cognitive dysfunction. And so it's important for us to diagnose it early and to treat it early, because over a lifetime, MS can be a very debilitating disease. So, you know, this documentary is really about raising awareness, especially in the Black community, where the risk for MS may be higher in Black women, to try to make sure that people are aware of the symptoms and that they get treatment and get, you know, attention, medical attention as early as possible. And Azure has so graciously shared her story and some of the symptoms that she's had as well.
Okay, so Azure, and there is a documentary coming out on PBS. There's a PSA, and we can talk a little bit about that as well. But Azure, tell us, I mean, do I read this right? At the age of 28, in your early 20s, you had been having symptoms and spasms. Is that right? Or
Yes. The final diagnosis was in my late 20s, but this started in my early 20s. And, I started to notice things like I was falling asleep, you know, in the movies early. I wasn't showing up to things with my friends. And, it had started to become so habitual that they had started to think I was just disinterested or very basic things, just forgetting things and losing sensation in my hands and having trouble walking. And I felt okay, but then all of a sudden, just some days were really very difficult. I was very tired. I've always had a lot of energy. But it was so, there was so much malaise, I didn't really know how to describe it. And you can't always see it. So it just made me feel ashamed and embarrassed. It wasn't until I actually lost my ability to walk very suddenly that I finally, after a few different visits to the ER, was able to get a diagnosis. But by then, I had lost a lot of friendships. And a lot of heartache, just a lot of embarrassment and a lot of shame. And it was really critical to get into a space that I could finally talk about this. Becoming a part and the face of this campaign was so important to me because I wanted to keep this from happening to others. In my regular work and in my regular life, I'm an ambassador and a storyteller and a poet and an advocate. And, you know, this is crippling so many Black Americans, so many people. And I want people to know that they are not alone. That is so, so important. There is so much power in community and story and voice. And so MoreToMS.com is where you can find this documentary, and it shows people not just living with this debilitating disease, but thriving, living their absolute best lives. MS is harrowing. It is awful, but it also has taught me the art of celebration, and that is the story. That's the good part, and I'm really, really excited for people to see that as well.
All right. Well, we're Good News Broadcast, so we like to share the positive realities of every aspect of life. Dr. Williams, is this an easily diagnosable disease or not?
So yes and no. But you have to have a suspicion to look for it. And I think one of the difficulties with diagnosing MS is that the symptoms, which I mentioned a little bit earlier, are very common to other diseases. And if you look at a young person, like when Azur first started having symptoms in their 20s, you know, if someone has numbness in an arm, you know, a physician may be more likely to say, well, maybe it's a pinched nerve, or maybe you slept on it wrong. And the symptoms of MS can often go away within a week or a couple of weeks. So what happens is that someone will have a symptom, it will be misdiagnosed as something else, and then they won't have anything else for several years, or the next time they come to the doctor, they have something very dramatic. Whereas if we had looked for it in the beginning, we may have found it and been able to treat it early, which is one of the main reasons that, you know, this documentary is so important, so that people can get medical attention when they know something is wrong, and the tests that we use, such as MRIs, can be done to determine if someone has MS or a more common treatable condition.
Azur, yourself, to get involved with the National Multiple Sclerosis Society and Janssen, who I believe is the courtesy for this for our conversation here, that I would think is a big honor, and thank you for doing that. How do you feel about that?
I love my job. I love the work that I do, and I am honored to be able to champion spaces that empower others to be empowered themselves. Working with Janssen and the MS Society to help people understand their power in this space has encouraged me as well. I have found a lot of encouragement while working on this PSA, while working on this documentary. There have been days while we were filming, while we have been working on this, where I have been struggling, and the people and the team around this entire community and this entire production have been incredible, because it is really, really crucial that there is a face and an awareness to what this disease is about, because it really isn't just about the people that have it, but it's about others around you that know what it is and know what it means. MS lacks visibility. MS lacks representation. So this documentary is so important, because we've got to get more people talking about it so that you can recognize it, so that people can see and take some of the stress off of us feeling nervous or being looked at. It's disabilities are difficult enough on their own to just possess. So having something like this that feels faceless at times is hard. To be Black and faceless is another thing all on its own. Black health matters just as much as Black life matters. To know that this is going to empower Black people to get behind their health, I couldn't be more honored to be a part of the MoreToMS.com campaign and this documentary and PSA that is launching today. And I'm so excited to be partnered with a juggernaut such as Dr. Williams herself and Janssen and the MS Society. And I'm just grateful. I'm grateful that this is what I get to do for a living and on a daily basis. It's just an honor. I can't say enough about it.
You are a poet. So a juggernaut, Dr. Williams.
She is, though. She is.
I'm sure she is, if you're saying it. I can tell she is as well. Dr. Williams, is there anything that people can do so they don't get it?
Well, so we don't yet have ways to prevent MS. Certainly, we know that there are some risk factors, such as if people, you know, have obesity, smoking, we know our risk factors. Certainly, if people live in certain parts of the world, unfortunately, United States have a much higher incidence than some places in sub-Saharan tropical places. But certainly, although we don't have ways to prevent it, we do have much better ways to treat it. The evolution of treatment for MS has changed dramatically in an extremely short period of time. We went from no treatments before 1993 to now having upwards of 17 or 18 different therapies to manage MS. And people are doing better. They're living better. They are thriving, such as Azur said. But we need to make sure that people are aware of the symptoms and that they get treatment and seek help early. The earlier we treat, the better. And we are so grateful for this opportunity. Everyone should go to moretoms.com to check out that documentary. And thank you so much for having us to talk about this extremely important topic today.
Make sure to go moretoms.com. Thanks, y'all.
All righty. Take care. I already went. It's wonderful. Thank you all.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.